Okay, hi, my name is Stephanie Zawadzki. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 9, 2020, and I'm speaking with my mom, Anna Vasquez, and we are recording this in Miami, Florida. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Anna Vasquez. I am Stephanie's mom.
I am
54 years old. And
we're in Miami,
in my kitchen.
Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in life?
There's a lot that I'm grateful for, but if I have to pick one thing, I guess the one thing that it would be my family's health.
Why?
Because we have been blessed that we are all healthy, and one doesn't realize how difficult a life can be when there is a serious illness in the family, and we have been blessed that we haven't had anything serious, and we've been able to enjoy life as we have chosen.
Okay. The next question is, what is your favorite memory of me?
Oh, my favorite memory of you. I have quite a lot.
Try to choose one.
If I have to choose one, now that you are all grown up, I tend to get sentimental, and I would have to choose and go back to when you were a lot younger, and you would run up to me and hug me, and you would just lay there with me and let me cuddle you as long as I wanted. And I guess that thinking about that is what means the most to me.
Hugging me?
When you were little, yes.
Okay. Who has been the most influential person in your life? And what did they teach you? First, who is the most influential person in your life?
I have to tell you that probably the most influential person in my life was my mother.
What did she teach you? Or why, first, why?
Why? Because growing up, I watched my mom. Everything, I think I'm probably a carbon copy of my mother in many ways. She taught me how to be selfless and to give, and I think that I give to my children as much as she gave to me, and as much as she continues to give my own children, and I think that they know that, because I know it can be a bit much at times coming from her, and I know that I'm the same way, but that is what makes me feel good, is to give to my children and to help them in any way I can. She taught me how to be loving and giving, how to be kind and considerate and empathetic towards others. She taught me all the things that I'm very proud of as far as the qualities that I have, because I think that I have a lot of good qualities, and they all come from her, and they're all definitely learned from her. And it was all from watching her. It's not that she sat down and taught me any great lessons. It was watching her day in and day out, how she was, how she treated others, how she treated us, her children. And that is that answer to the question.
Okay. Next question is, tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
I have an older brother and a sister. I was born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico in 1966. I have some wonderful memories of there. Of
Puerto Rico.
It was a different time where you could go out in the streets and explore and do things and not be scared that you were going to be kidnapped as soon as you turned the corner. But being the third child, as Stephanie is, by the way, we actually have the same position in our families. It was nice because I was always the youngest and probably got away with the most, where my brother and my sister had more limitations put on them by the time I got around. My parents were already tired and just kind of let me do what I wanted. And I think probably Stephanie's pretty much in the same position as I was growing up.
Okay. Next question is, how has being a parent changed you? And then the next question would be, what were you most surprised by? So first, how has being a parent changed you?
I think being a parent makes you reflect upon things in a different way.
Patience.
Because, yes, definitely patience. Because as a single person, you come and go and you do what you want, when you want. Once you're a parent, your life changes overnight. And you have a child who's totally dependent upon you for everything for a very long time. And so it has, it makes what really how it's made me, how it has changed me is that I think about the effect my actions have. Whether they're good actions, positive or negative actions, I try to think ahead about how they are going to affect those around me.
Okay, and what were you most surprised by? What caught you off guard that you didn't expect about being a parent?
Probably kind of along the same lines as that, that I would be so much more reflective in what my actions, what effects my actions have, because growing up, that's not me, that's not how I was. Like I stated before, I just came and went and did what I wanted, when I wanted, and with no thought or regard to anyone around me or their feelings, and once I became a parent, all that changed.
Okay. Next question is, can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the U.S.?
We came to live in the United States.
From Puerto Rico.
Because Puerto Rico was, in terms of safety, probably was not the best place to be growing up. And so my parents wanted to find a place where there was more opportunities for their children in terms of schools and, like I said, safety and coming here to the United States gave us all those opportunities.
What age did you come at?
I was 9 when I came. And so I spent most of my life here now at this point. And I love being here. I can't imagine having lived anywhere else.
Okay. Next question is, can you tell me about Puerto Rico, where you grew up, and what was it like? What do you remember from there?
I have lots of great memories from there. Puerto Rico is a very poor country. That's kind of how it was. That's why we left. Where we lived in everything, it's not a third world, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood. It's just everything is kind of run down and old, and that's a physical aspect. Again, in many other aspects, it was great. It afforded us a lot of freedom as children to kind of run around and explore. And we were allowed to, at a very young age, walk around by ourselves around the neighborhood. My dad had a boat, so we would spend a lot of weekends at the marina with all the other children and families, and we would just run around a huge marina. It was basically an island. We'd have to go to another island because the marina wasn't an island. So we'd spend a lot of weekends there. And we have some amazing memories that every time my brother, my sister, occasionally those kind of memories come up when we're together and we start talking about it. And they're wonderful memories to think about and reminisce.
Okay. The next question is, what did you think you were going to be when you grew up? You already know the answer to this.
Yes, because I always knew that I wanted to be a mom. Because of my mother, because of the influence that she had, because I wanted to give to others what my mother had given to me, because it is so incredibly special that I knew I wanted to share that. And not so much, I mean, and not, but also that I know that I have the capacity to share that and to duplicate what she gave to us, because what she gave to us is not easy. And I always had that inside of me that I always, regardless of what I would do,
employment.
Right. I always knew that I wanted to be a mom, so
that was it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I didn't want to be anything else.
Next question is, what are you most proud of, other than me?
No, I really am. I'm very proud of all of my children, all three of you. Everybody has faced their own hardships and easy times and difficult times. I am most proud of, I guess, how they have all three of you have turned out, each in your own different ways, your own personalities. But I couldn't be any prouder of all of you, because I think that each one of you is amazing in your own special way.
Okay. So the last and final question is, can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
Well, then I would have to go back to my mother.
That's fine.
Because she is so completely selfless and giving that any time I've ever needed anything at the last minute, whether there was times that she was at work and I would ask her to, because I was somewhere that I couldn't leave, she'd have to leave work to go pick up one of my children at school. So she would tell me that's not a problem, and she'd leave. She was a teacher too, so she'd have to leave her classroom just to help me out, because I was in a bind and she would do whatever she needed or could do within her power to help me. And I have to say a close second is her husband, who is...
Your stepdad.
Right, my stepdad, who is equally as kind. I don't know how she was able to find somebody else who was just as kind as her, and especially being a man, but he runs a very close second. He has been a father to me much more in many ways than my own father, due to his kindness and understanding and his being there for me, his availability, whether it's emotional or physical availability to me when I've needed something, he's always been there.
Okay. Well, that's the last and final question. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, thank you and goodbye.